You're listening to Low Standards and Pourers. It's Thursday, it's the 5th.
Holy shit.
8:39. Broadcasting about 27 miles outside of Detroit, Rock City. Welcome aboard, El Carpe.
Hey, baby, how are you doing?
What's going on over there?
Well, you would have no idea.
I have an idea.
I did tell you something. You do have an idea. El Carpe is free. I can do whatever the hell I want now.
It's time to get in the bakery business.
And the baker's in receivership. God damn it. I swear to God, I laughed so hard when you started talking about the bakery, texting me back and forth. Ladies and germs, can you hear me okay, Eric?
Loud and clear.
All right. And you can hear the six and the sevens go all night. Tonight's going to be a Detroit music. We just threw some shit together type show. I just threw some shit together behind. And really what it is if you and me are going to talk about how to get me a goddamn job.
Well, might be time for a career change. I'm thinking either exotic dancer or musician, or magician, I should say.
Because musician's not going to work for me. Yeah. Magician, I might be able to do.
I meant to say magician, but musician came out.
that's fine. I'm okay with that. But I really actually prefer exotic dancer.
Well, I thought you would. I just wanted to kind of, you know, let you know that I'm thinking kind of how you're thinking.
Well, you know, so ladies and germs, both of our, what do you call it? The people who
listeners.
Listen to us. Yeah, both of our listeners. I got let go from my job after 9 years, 9.5 years at this place on Tuesday. Which is really weird because nobody gets let go on a Tuesday.
Well, you know, it's, you know, the industry sucks, you know? I've been a part of it for a long time between construction management, mortgages, and real estate. I've been a part of it for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of burned out myself. But you know what? This is the thing. It's like, you know, you could go do anything else, right? But let me turn this down a little bit. I I'm not even sure what to say. It's any industry's tough these days. You know, whether you're an engineer, CEO, CFO, Uber, whatever, nothing really seems to make much sense anymore. Nothing's, you know, all that secure.
It's you know, and that's the thing, is nothing's secure. And
no,
you know, well, and but here's
well,
what look at.
Exotic dancing, it could be secure. But
well, I would make, you know, 48 cents an hour. Yeah. Good. I mean, you've seen me. I have six pack. No, look,
you,
dude, no, I got,
hey,
I have got,
you don't have to tell me.
I have got six pack abs. I just keep them safely tucked behind this.
Exactly.
Quarter barrel.
Exactly.
But no, like my brother, my new, younger brother.
Yeah.
He is a welder.
Yeah.
And he recently got a job about a year ago, and it took him about 8 to 12 months to get into the union. And once he gets in the union, he's pretty much safe. And there's so much, you know, and as much as in my growing up, I didn't understand anything at all about how the economy works. But unions have been the boon of our economy, because what it does is it gives a secure, steady income to a metric fuck ton of people.
Well, there's an argument there.
There's an argument everywhere.
My dad was union. He we went through some brutal times. We were on government cheese and food stamps in the 80s, you know, but
right. But
the thing about learning a trade though, like what we're, you know, what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Is that you can do anything you want with that trade, whether it's the unions or working on your own or going to a specialty thing. There's always people looking for some type of welding. There's always a plumber that's needed. You know, right. I look at, I'm
there's
on
a
my,
guy, there's a guy who needs to build, what do you call it? Garden boxes.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody needs to be able to hit that nail, you know, right. Good carpenter.
Well, right.
In your case, carpenter. It's you, but, yeah, it's, you know, yeah, I don't know. It's tough. It's tough out there, mm-hmm. You know, if you're an electrician or a plumber, you could probably, the way it's going, there's probably a lot of job security with that, especially mm-hmm. what's going on in Detroit, you know, all the building and stuff and renovations of all the buildings and stuff going on down
well,
there.
Right. Exactly. You know,
but I don't know. At our age, do you want to plumb? You a plumber?
No.
No. No. Nothing wrong with plumbing. My dad was a plumber, but you know, you want to start plumbing early. You don't want to start it in your 50s.
Are you trying to get to the weird science?
I don't know. I don't know. I feel your pain. I've recreated myself a couple times.
He's a plumber. He's into plumbing. And he, well, I guess you plumb, right, Dad?
Yeah. It's tough. It's tough. You know, I think when you get an older age and, you know, you're looking for maybe a career change, you do what makes you happy, you know?
Well, and that's the thing. And, you know, I'm not trying to make this whole show about me. Hold on a second. Weird science. Plumber. I have to do this just because... yeah, here we go.
What exactly are you looking up?
I'm trying to look up the whole plumbing thing.
I see. But yeah, I don't know. You know, and I've been watching this girl or young woman on a podcast, and okay. I'm drawing a blank on her name, but I'll think of it in a second. But right. She is. You know, her background is, I think it's like finance and starting businesses and whatnot. And I don't know how to look exactly. I never have yet of how to find a business to buy. But she talks about like some of the more profitable businesses you can get into it, you know, with less money down or whatever. And you can obviously have the seller finance part of it and blah, 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 blah. But she talks about getting into like, you know, like the laundromat business and the ones that are easy to get into with minimal money that generate income right away. And then she talks about, you know, you get into a business like this and you have somebody run it, you take your profit, you move over, you do something else, and you know, you kind of build from there. But I think a lot of us have been programmed from day one. We had, you know, like my family's been all blue collars. So they're always like, you're going to go to college, you're going to make yourself, you know, successful in the corporate business.
That's, right.
It's not for everybody, you know?
Right. No.
It wasn't for me. I mean, I survived, but, you know, construction management wasn't the most secure thing to get into.
You know, and well, I don't even know where to go with this. Eric, you bring up some good points, and you know what? I'm going to say this for once and forever. You're right.
Yeah, I typically
take it. Yeah. Well, I know, but take it for what it is. I just said you're right.
This is recorded. Did you hear everybody? Did you hear this,
yes,
everybody?
I have just told Eric that he's right. Hey, remember that band Toby Red?
No, but I think you're going to tell us about Toby Red.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to play some songs about Toby Red. And you're going to look it up.
All right.
Because I want to hear Eric's Wikipedia on Toby Red with two D's.
Toby Red. I'm trying to see if there's any Wikipedia on him. There's some all music. Let me see what they have to say.
Toby Red's a Detroit band.
No, it's not
Detroit
much
band shit.
Active since the '80s.
Pardon me, because I'm having my dinner at the same time we're doing this.
Yeah, you know how to pick the obscure ones, that's for sure.
I did. Toby Red is one of those local bands, made it big. They had a couple of good songs. This song we're playing tonight in the background here is Tonight. I got another one queued up too.
Yeah, I can't find a single thing on him, but not to say that he wasn't popular or talented.
Toby Red my internet's been doing weird shit lately.
Yeah.
One of the band players from Toby Red, I think the drummer, went to, who's that really famous guy?
You got narrowed down.
Yeah. The drummer from Toby Red ended up playing for
Bittersweet Alley?
Hold on. I'm going to have to look this up. I'm going to let that play for a minute. We'll go Google. I'm going to Google Toby Red drummer. Because he played with somebody famous. Chad Smith, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Well, Chad Smith, Red Hot Chili Peppers. I just saw it right here. The band consisted of Dennis March, Tony Cutino, Chris Mazzola, first drummer, Ron Detloff. You know, I dated a girl, last name Detloff. Denny Bettles and Chad Smith, second drummer. Popular in the 80s, they came together to play a reunion show in New York. Two great albums, Toby Red, A to Z, and In the Light.
This Tonight song that we're listening to now is from In the Light.
Yeah, your music sounds like shit.
You're welcome.
I don't think you're trying. There you go. That's
I'm not
better.
Really. Well, what I'm doing is I'm chewing.
Well, I know. We're here and you chew on your whatever.
I'm having my dinner.
Your steak em over there. I'm not hearing the music.
I spent the entire day outside building garden boxes for my neighbor.
For your neighbor?
Yeah. I'm going to get paid for it.
Well, you know, it'd be nice for you to come over and do some work.
Hey, I'm going to come over to your house. I'm going to clean your
I'm not
patio.
Your neighbor, but, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to pay either.
I know you won't. All right, that was Toby Red Tonight.
All right, Toby Red.
This is Toby Red, Love Without Hate. I really like them. But like I said, the drummer guy, he went to whatever band that was I just said they were.
Yeah. I just clicked out of it.
All right. No, that's okay. It was Toby Red.
It was just the Toby Red band, I think.
Yeah. But I really like them. I mean, they've got some really good tunes.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah, and they were early, mid-80s. There was some other stuff. I'm going to fade this out before you talk me to. What are you playing in the background? You got your TV on?
Yeah, can you hear that?
God, yeah, I can.
These are sensitive.
Yeah, well.
I just got some relaxing blues music on my... I ran my new TV through my stereo, so I just leave this kind of go all day long.
All right.
So, but go ahead. So I'll turn that down for you.
I
don't want to interrupt your show.
No, it's our show.
Hold on. Did you hear that?
No. What the hell was that?
I'm just drinking these Monaco drinks.
Nice.
They're Moscow mules. Two right. shots. Yeah. Carbonated. Lightly sweet, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
exactly. If I go buy vodka, I'll drink the whole damn thing. So it's kind of keeps me in check, just in case my mom decides to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you've got extra responsibilities. You have to stay. Well, whereas me,
you know what was nice? Let me tell you a story. Tell everybody a story. Everybody's listening.
I'm going to put, while you're telling the story.
Yeah, go ahead. Put some background music on.
I'm going to play Detroit Blues Band in the background.
Yeah, we'll put something else that we know besides Toby Rudd.
Yeah. This is Detroit Blues Band. Just tell me something.
Yeah, so no, it was nice. So the other day, today's what? What is today? Thursday?
Thursday.
Yeah, so it was like Monday, I get this friend request on Facebook. And I've gotten rid of pretty much everybody.
You have friends on Facebook?
Well, I've gotten rid of most of them. I went from like 500 to like down to like 20 something. And I got this friend request from an old friend of mine that I went to school with in 7th, 8th grade. And she lives in Chicago, and we were good friends back in the day.
She's in love with you. Tell me she's in love with you.
You know, she's only human. She's only human. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we talked a little bit. We talked a little bit yesterday and a little bit today and stuff like that. But it was nice, you know. I think, you know, you get a little bit older in life and you start to realize, well, you know, where all these friends go, you know, who's out there.
Right.
You know, it's nice to kind of get that little, you know, message dropped from an old friend you haven't heard from in many, many years. And I had texted her a couple times. We had a brief conversation like 2-3 years ago. Like she was at work and I just kind of called her up out of the blue. But it was nice to talk to an old friend, you know, just kind of talk about old times and what it was like going to school in 7th, 8th grade. Some of the shit we forgot, you know, like, oh, yeah, I did that. That's right.
Oh, yeah, that guy, that was me. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But no, and I get it. That is what's the word I'm looking for? It's exhilarating or...
It's kind of uplifting, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, somebody's thinking about you, you know?
It gives you that feeling of, okay, I am somebody. And somebody else remembers who I am.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's like, I'm not just a flash in the pan. I am a somebody.
Yeah, she said she was listening to I think it was an XTC song on the radio.
Yeah.
Well, she took a picture of it. Let me see which one she was referring to.
Dear God?
It's on
Generals and Majors?
It was one of those. She goes, I remember listening to this song in your mom's Fiero, because I used to try to show off and pick people up in my mom's Fiero, like, my mom's got a Fiero, I'll come pick you up. And I had the bag phone, you know,
when
cell phones first came out, they were like $400 a minute.
I had one of those.
But I just used to hit the back button so the keyboard would light up. I'd drive around, the keyboard lit up. Not talking to anybody, but I'd pretend like I was talking to somebody.
I drove around a convertible Metro, a convertible Geo Metro.
On purpose?
Yes. it was, my dad got it for me for one of his, dad worked at General Motors forever.
Yeah.
So he got the lease program. So he got me a Geo Metro and I had the bag phone. And I used to pick it up and push the buttons to make it look like it was working.
That's what I'm
driving on. Yeah. And
but I was in a Fiero. You heard of me.
A Geo Metro.
A Geo Metro convertible on a cell phone?
Oh my God, it was hilarious. I was like, what kind of a jackass am I?
Yeah.
No, wait.
Your coolness level was probably at the all-time low. You'd be off driving around in your Delta 88 than a Geo Metro convertible.
My coolness level is at zero, and I'm well aware of that. Totally well aware of that.
Oh, man. What are you chomping on over there? I mean, I hear, like, utensils dinging around and I can hear you munching.
My wife made the greatest chicken noodle vegetable something or another. Just the greatest thing ever.
Right, well, maybe and you eat that before the show.
You would think I would, but
no, that's all right.
I didn't.
This is the
Detroit Blues Band. The song is Tell Me from the album Can't Get You Off My Mind. But here's the thing, Eric. I spent the entire day working outside, and it was great. But I threw on I got the phone, and I got one of those little speaker things that goes on Bluetooth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, just play me some blues. And I pulled up some blues thing, and it was great for about an hour. And then I was like, oh, you know, I want to hear some other stuff. And it was like, I listened to some of the greatest tunes ever. And then it came to me, I'm like, I need to hear some Detroit music. I'm going to fade that out. And I says, I need to hear some Detroit music. And it was like, I need to hear the Sights. I need to hear Hand Grenades. I need to hear...
We're not going to play seven. Six and the Sevens, the Hand Grenades anymore. We've kind of beaten those guys to death.
No, but...
That was, you could do like Mitch Ryder, maybe. He's kind of bluesy rock, Mitch Ryder.
Well, but so I threw out... I decided to not pull... So I'm like Detroit Blues Band because it just like is so much fun. And I remember, you know, in the old days, I used to work in this kitchen. And one of the guys in the kitchen was a big fan of the Detroit Blues Band. Back in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s. And that's what we got going on now. This is... Hello, Little Girl, Detroit Blues Band.
It's got a good sound. Says Mitch Ryder was born in Hamtramck, 1945. William Cheryl Levise. Interesting.
What Mitch Ryder song you want to hear?
You know, I... Devil in the Blue Dress.
Yeah,
that's one of those popular.
I mean, that's a classic.
Yeah, I don't know much about Mitch Ryder. Mitch Ryder and Detroit Wheels song. About Take a Ride. That was their on their debut album. Was released in 1966.
So I bought the Mitch Ryder CD that has all their greatest hits on it.
Yeah.
Including this one here, that's going to come up in a second here. So this is Mitch Ryder, Detroit Wheels, Devil in a Blue Dress, which is a phenomenal song. These guys have just been great forever.
Let me see. My mom met Mitch Ryder's wife.
Tell me.
So my mom had a Corvette. It was a white one, gray leather interior, the top came off or whatever. Not a convertible, but you know, the top comes off, the glass window up top. Anyways, she went to the bank, and this lady pulled up next to her, and they both got out of the car together at the same time. She goes, well, I love your car. She says, well, thank you very much. My husband got it for me. And she's like, oh, you know, so my mom said she took a peek inside and all that, whatever, blah, blah. She goes, you know, I don't know if you know, but I'm, you know, Mitch Ryder, I'm his wife. And my mom didn't know Mitch Ryder, I don't think. But she came home and told me, I met Mitch Ryder's wife. I'm like, oh, how nice. And that was like back in, I don't even know, 97 maybe? A few years ago.
Yeah. Your mom is like amazing.
She is. She's quite the woman. She's. I get her personality. You know, I got my personality from her. So, what's that?
How's she holding up?
She's all right. Yeah, she's doing okay. She's okay. I think she's got it easier than I do.
Well, you're taking care of her like crazy.
Yeah, it's, you know, 8, 9, 10 hours of crazy talk.
Well, you got a full-time job.
Yeah. Starting to put the stress on me a little bit.
Good golly.
That's okay.
Good golly. Hey, so that's Mitch Ryder. I got to tell you, there's Mitch Ryder. There's a Rev Up, the best of Mitch Ryder in the Detroit Wheels. That album is one that I purchased probably 30 years ago.
I bet.
And that is a great album. If you have the chance to spend $15 on a CD or...
I don't even know where you buy CDs at anymore.
I don't even know.
I think you just but listen to it on Spotify these days.
I don't know how any of that works anymore, but if you go to Record Day, and Record Day has, and you flip through some, you know, whatever. Because Record Day
Record Day through, I just read about that.
It was just this past week. They had Record Day.
20th through the 23rd, I think.
Yeah, and it was one of those big things, and you know, my kids bought a bunch of records and stuff and this and that and the other, but
So you went?
Not this year, but two years ago. Actually, this is the first year. There were 3 years in a row, not this year, but the three prior years.
Yeah.
I went with my oldest daughter, and we went at 4 a.m. and waited in line so she could get some Taylor Swift stuff. But I went through and I found a Joy Division record I found some really good classic old stuff that was just like unreleased or re-released or whatever. On factory record, I found some really cool stuff, and I was like, okay, this is cool. Going through, but the whole idea of Record Day is, you know, you get to go and find these re-release things, or you know, these different record stores will pull out stuff from, you know, the ancient archives and go, well, we found this one and it's like $300 and it.
Yeah,
first edition.
I'd have to imagine all the prices are going out the roof. But everybody's kind of getting into that old nostalgia. Yeah. You know, sitting around listening to the album and, you know, kind of appreciating the scratch and, you know, dropping the needle, you know.
I got to say, Record Day is a pretty cool day.
Yeah, I just saw it. I just saw that it was advertised and I was going to send it over to you, but.
Yeah, no.
I didn't. No offense.
So we did Toby Red. We did. Detroit Blues Band here.
And you know, I know our conversation went south last time we spoke, but you know, I was doing some random like Taylor Swift polls in our last like 3 or 4 out, like in the middle. I don't get it. I just don't get it. I get it, but I don't get it. That's all I'm gonna say. All sounded all the same.
So
they were just different lyrics. And I'm like, I don't get it.
The thing with T.S.
I know. Don't just say Taylor Swift.
She knows how to market.
I know.
And she has a fan base that is committed. But here's the other thing. And I'm going to say this. And
Rick Beato agrees with me. And I agree with Rick. And I think I'm going to be on Rick's show pretty soon.
And that's
he feels the same way I do.
But here's my thing about Taylor Swift is she is committed to her fans.
Wow, if you're a billionaire, you'd have to be committed to your fans too.
Well, but
you know,
she has had fans come to her house.
Yeah.
She stalks her fans on all those different.
That's just she's just but, when you're a billionaire, you're just paying somebody to do that.
I don't know.
Yeah, she don't.
I don't know. She might. Whatever.
I get it. You're sticking up for the kids. I know. I get it. I didn't want to bring it up, but I was like curious, and I'm like, well, I'm gonna pick this album, and this album, and they're all like in the middle. They all sound the same. I didn't get it. Whatever. Well, but I get it. Hey, she's popular. You know.
She's got a thing. People love her, and that's how it is. And you know something? My kids make money on their own, and they're working, and if they want to spend their money on that shit, I'm fine with
it. Nah, I get it. But she's not Elvis, though. She's not Elvis.
Well, Not yet.
No, she's not Elvis. She's been at it for too many years to even ever be close to Elvis.
She hasn't stolen.
I've never even heard of the Taylor Swift song up until, like, yeah, I had to play it myself.
Taylor Swift is not Elvis because she hasn't stolen any songs from the previous blues songs from a different culture.
She doesn't.
Elvis was a goddamn thief. Stole fucking music.
So did Kurt Cobain. He made remakes and stuff.
Great
the guy was brilliant.
Talent. Yes.
The guy
great,
was brilliant.
I'm not taking anything
for
away
a generation.
From their talent.
And all of his songs were different.
But the
I'm
thing
just saying
is,
that
is
Taylor Swift, Taylor, every song's the same, just different lyrics.
It's but like she's pressed. She's it's not anybody else's stuff, it's hers.
Yeah,
whether
no,
it's
the same
shit over and over again, I don't care. She's created it.
Yeah,
and you know, and
if
whatever.
You didn't have kids, you'd be saying something different.
I don't know. Maybe I would. I don't. Who am I? I don't know everything.
No, I know. I
know what I like. And I like the Detroit Blues Band. Detroit Blues Band.
All right,
I'm going to fade
enough.
The Detroit Blues Band.
Fair enough.
That was walking out the door. Detroit Blues Band. I faded it out the way you taught me to. So, you know, when I threw this out to you, because we were like, holy shit, we got to do a show, or Jesus Christ, what the hell's going on? I was like, but I thought, well, let's throw some Detroit music out at you. You know, Toby Red, and you brought up, what's his face we just played?
Mitch Ryder?
Yes, thank you.
What is this, the Monkees? What the hell is this?
This is The Sights. The song is Left Over Right.
SIGHTS, Sights?
Yes, The Sights. Okay. And the lead singer for The Sights here was at one point the drummer for my brother's band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, but The Sights have been around forever. And there's a serious Beatles theme to their harmonies. With the vocals and all that stuff, it's just they're just I don't know. There's something to it.
Yeah, I'm looking up. I'm looking up the current members. Eddie, Jared Champion, Skip.
Eddie Baranek was in the Detroit movie about music. It was about 8 years, 10 years ago. And Eddie has been.
I've met Eddie once or twice.
Yeah, you've met Eddie.
Roderick Jones, Liz McKinder.
Yep.
Chrissy Morgan and Kyle Shanta.
Yeah. All great people.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember...
And Nate Cavalieri.
Yeah,
Nate. Was he the one that passed?
No. You're thinking of Ben.
Ben, okay.
Yeah, he was from Six in the Sevens. But no, so what was funny is the 2 days before I found my birth parents.
Yeah.
No, I found my birth parents, and then 2 days after, I'm sitting with the Sights, Eddie and the band.
Yeah.
Telling them the story of how I just found my birth mom. And they were like, holy shit. And then they went and did a whole show, and it was just like one of those, like, I remember that night just because we were sitting there having a couple of beers in the patio of that one place, wherever it was downtown Detroit. And
right before you got your car towed?
No, it was long
just,
before that.
Just a funny story.
Right. But it was nice to sit there and go, yeah, hey, this is a thing. And they were all like intrigued, and it like here I am talking to these guys who are like soon to be famous.
Right, right.
In my mind. And they're all like they're on edge. And waiting for the next word out of my mouth. And there's something to that. And again, part of what you and I love, Eric, is the whole idea of going and hanging out and being part of a concert or if you can be part of the backstage group, just something. There's something to it. There's that huge.
You look like a pimp if you're in the back and you're in a kind of the. If you're like a stagehand or something, you kind of look like a pimp. I see Jay Pimpez, whatever, has joined the room and it stuck with us.
Nope, somebody actually joined us?
No, he left. He left. Foster was here. Jay Pimps.
Pimpez. I've not been paying. I've just been talking
Angel Bear
to you.
And Jonah.
I've just been talking to my buddy here.
They all came and went. No.
Why would anyone stick around? We have two fans and both of my relatives are not listening tonight.
Yeah, hey, we're approaching 7,000 downloads for this
woohoo
month.
So this song is not as pretty by the Sights. I know, Eric, you were trying to tell me something that was important. And I cut you off because that's just how I work.
No, I was. I'll forgive it in a second.
This is like I said. The sight's not as pretty. I'm gonna fade it out the way you taught me to. There you go.
What was I gonna tell you?
Oh, this is Sticks and Stones. Oh, this is great.
My cousin's down at the draft tonight.
The draft? Why?
Yeah, Snake. He's down at the draft in Detroit. You don't know about. You know what? You know, there's the NFL draft is in Detroit tonight.
Oh, all right, this weekend. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he rented a condo or something.
I thought you were talking about the draft as in, like, it was a beer. Right.
Oh, I thought you were going to say military draft. I'm like, that was over with 50 years ago.
They're still doing that?
It might be. They might bring it back. Trump gets back in.
Don't get me striped.
But yeah, Snake's down there with some family members hanging out and
fun.
Enjoying his evening.
Oh, good for Snake.
Yeah.
Did somebody else join us? Hold on a shit.
I don't know. That was just you. Oh, Foster. Foster came and went.
Oh, Jim Piz too.
Yeah. Jay Pimp.
Right. Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. Because Eric, honestly, I don't care if anybody listen to our show. I'm just happy to talk to my buddy.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. And
so
the new available time that you have available.
Yeah.
Did I say available? Yeah. I could put you to work.
Extremely available. No, but I got a feeling I'll be coming over next week. And power wash your driveway and stuff.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it.
Clean all that shit up.
Yeah.
You know, because at some point you're going to want to sell the house eventually.
Probably. Yeah. That's the way I'm leaning. I might, just for a time, but I'll probably gonna hit the road for a little while and go spread my wings and, you know, kind of deep
go see
detox.
What's your name up in Montana?
You might. Idaho. You know, I never realized. Have you ever been up to Idaho area in your travels?
I have, actually.
I never realized how damn beautiful it is.
Oh, it's
especially
stellar.
When it backs up like Montana and all that, and Washington. I thought Idaho was like flattened potatoes.
No.
Never looked into it.
When I drove from Arizona to Detroit, I went through Salt Lake City, and then I drove further north through Idaho from Salt Lake City. Yeah, to catch whatever expressway. But there's like a reserve or water thing.
Reservoir.
Thank you. Reserve. That's the word. Reservoir. Yeah. And just like huge mountains and just, it was just beautiful.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is just the coolest thing ever. And like, I can't wait to get home because I haven't been home for like, 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
But it was like, I remember driving through there and then coming down through Nebraska and coming downhill from Nebraska, to, and I stopped in Terre Haute or something like that.
So why you went straight north and then shot straight over east?
Yes, and then it went through a bunch of different cities and states and all that stuff, and then you'll through Chicago. Yeah. But I drove 14 hours straight just to get the hell home.
Yeah, well, hey, you know,
from Nebraska, I drove to Detroit, and it was like 14 hours.
I want to do the Badger, where the Badger goes from Ludington over to, I think it's Wisconsin.
Oh,
yeah, the, you never heard about the Badger, the little ship thingy where you, you go to Ludington, Michigan, and you get on a boat where you can drive right onto it, whatever they call those things, and you park your car.
They call them ferries.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Yeah, and it takes you over to somewhere in Wisconsin. It saves you from going around the lake. It's not cheap, but I thought it might be kind of cool. You know?
That'd be fun. Yeah. Hey, so this is the sights in the song. It's Rock and Roll Circus. This is one of the more recent ones from 15 years ago. Holy shit! The sights have been around forever.
Yeah, 1998.
I can't believe, Eric, how the hell old are we?
We're getting up there. 32, 33?
Something. This is ridiculous. I mean, I remember, what is it, last year, the year before, 20 years ago, going to see Six and the Sevens?
It says, in 2012, the sights toured the United States and Europe with Tenacious D.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. If you go in, if you do the, what is it, the Oracle of Bacon, which is the, it's the Kevin, it's the, you know, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Everybody in the world, everybody in the movie industry is 6 degrees away from Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eddie Baranek is 2 degrees from Kevin Bacon.
Really?
Because Eddie Baranek toured with Tenacious D, and Tenacious D is Jack Black, and Jack Black was in a movie with Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. You know, I heard that about all the presidents. All the presidents are linked back to Jesus. What I heard. Anyways,
I'm still trying to. So you're telling
the
me
lineage,
Jesus,
yeah.
So
there's a rumor
that,
out there that so you're all
me,
the
you're telling me Jesus was a real person.
Well, might have been. I don't know. Yeah, I wasn't around back then.
I wasn't either, and I don't know.
I don't know. Either.
I don't believe. Whatever. Anyway, so that's the site's Rock and Roll Circus.
Maybe Kevin Bacon knew Jesus. I don't know.
I think Kevin Bacon was.
But yeah, there was a. I was seeing something on a podcast that there was. It was a younger woman that studied this, and it's out there. If I find it again, I'll send it over to you because I'm sure you're interested. Yeah. But she said, as it was a school project or something kind of a project, she said based on this information, all the past presidents are linked back. There's a lineage that connects them back to Big J.
Whatever. I'm sure. I'm sure I'm related to him too.
You probably could be.
Yeah, I'm the bastard child of some other kid. But you know,
so am I.
Yeah. So you know, as a bastard child, I'm sure I'm related to Jesus. Whatever.
What who else do you have besides the sights?
This is Figures on a Beach in the background. From
1980. How do you go from blues to Figures on a Beach?
Well, because I'm going to Detroit. This is Figures on a Beach is a Detroit band.
Oh,
and
I
actually own this. This is from 1983. It's a 4-album EP, and I have this vinyl in my house. And I just thought it was the coolest thing ever because I love the drums. And, it, you know, like it,
The Figures on a Beach was early synth pop. and beyond band from Detroit, Michigan, that was active from 81 to 92.
Yeah.
The band had two charting singles in 89, Accidentally Four Street Gloria, which reached number 14.
Yeah,
and
this one here.
Chart and cover of Bachman Turner Overdrive's You Haven't Seen Nothing Yet.
Here, yeah, they did this, Accidentally Four Street Gloria. I'm gonna let you listen to this for a second. You can talk over it and say whatever you want. I need to pour a drink.
All right.
But I love this. This is from 1989. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead. We're just gonna let it roll and let people listen.
Do you remember this song, Eric?
No, I remember the name of the band. I was just kind of reading through this stuff. And it's pretty interesting.
Well, and you know how you are so into REM because they were so cool, and
I'm way beyond REM. They're like my favorite band though.
No, but this was one of those things where I knew that Figures on a Beach was from Detroit when I was in college.
That's because you were DJing and you had time to read the liner notes and you learned about
this. Yeah, and I learned about this shit and I was like, okay, these guys are pretty cool, and holy shit, they're from around my place.
Yeah.
I dig it. And you know, they actually had, you know, this is like the Romantics, no, but not quite as popular.
Yeah, you know, I can hear this sound. God, does it bring back memories of being in the bars and going to, like, you know, parties in college and stuff, and everybody was listening to that kind of style of music. It's so interesting.
So well,
this
I mean,
is genre new wave synth pop, 8 years active, 81 and 91, Sire, and past members. Okay.
Because I mean, when you're talking Detroit music, if you don't come up with things like what'd you call it? Figures on a Beach, or right here. I mean, come on. This is Detroit music for sure.
De Sinianos Buenos. What does that mean? De Sinianos Buenos.
What? I don't know.
He joined us twice and left.
Oh,
but anyways. Wow.
But you know,
it was the Romantics.
When you think Detroit music, the Romantics leap out at you, you know, talking in your sleep, all this. But this is what I like about you. And, you know, you have stories about, didn't you meet the drummer?
No, it was a story about some friends of mine bought a commercial building.
Right.
And they're having some of the HVAC redone, fixed, replaced, whatever. And they got in a conversation with one of the guys. He's like, yeah, I used to be the drummer to the Romantics.
Yeah.
So apparently he's an HVAC.
Yeah.
But I heard the story that they sold the rights. I don't know who they sold them to, but they sold the rights to somebody way back when. That's why
they got,
never really...
they got screwed big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one guy who sounds like that we listen to on the YouTube, who sounds like Casey Kasem.
Yeah, yeah.
He did a story on the Romantics and with that whole thing. But the drummer, Jimmy Ranos,
yeah,
was he's related to, he's like a cousin or second cousin of my buddy who bought that, who I grew up with, who just bought that car wash locally.
Oh, okay.
I was telling you about earlier.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's, you know, and so it was, and actually the house I lived in high school, I was 7 houses away from Jimmy Morano's parents.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. It was, it's weird. You know, but this is romantics, man. It's fucking what I like about you.
I'm looking through, trying to find some other bands.
So Figures on a Beach.
Oh, the other ones were the Twist and Tarantulas. You ever heard of the Twist and Tarantulas?
No.
You should look up the Twist and Tarantulas, you know, Detroit, Michigan, or whatever, and see what you find.
Twist and Tarantulas. Ace of Spades? I don't know. Let's see. Let's go to the Twist and Tarantula.
No, Twist and...
Twist and Tarantulas.
Twist and...
Ain't Got All Night. There's a Detroit band?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember how to spell tarantula.
From when?
They've been around for a while. Here's their bio. Here, let me see. So apparently, a buddy of mine, Jason, knew the drummer. The drummer went from the Twist and Tarantulas over to, I think it was Better Than Ezra. Sorry, playing with Better Than Ezra. But I used to watch these guys play. They played like in Novi and a few other places, but a lot of fun though.
Yeah. Well, this is Twist and Tarantulas Ain't Got All Night. This is fun. This is fun.
The guy plays a stand-up bass, you know?
Yeah.
Drummer and the lead guitar.
This is just fun shit. This is like that, not Rastafarian, but rockabilly.
Yeah.
This is like rockabilly type stuff. This is fun.
Rastafarian?
I don't know. I was thinking, I was trying to get the R part. I don't know. I mean, I've been drinking all day.
Just when they do cover songs, expect the unexpected. On any given night, you'll hear Elvis, Bill Haley, Johnny Cash.
Right.
Tom Waits, Bauhaus, Misfits, and Motorhead, AC/DC, Ramones, and even Kiss.
They do a version of Ace of Spades.
Yeah.
That's from
Motorhead.
I'm pulling up Ace of Spades here in a second.
They're a lot of fun to see.
That just sounds like fun. Are they still around? What are they doing?
I don't know. I haven't heard their name in a long time.
But you've heard of them before.
Well, I've went and saw them a bunch of times. Yeah, maybe
you
3 or 4 times.
Really?
Oh yeah.
That's hilarious.
I've been going to a lot more concerts than, I mean, I'm 100 plus, easily. I wrote them out one time. I keep forgetting that some of the concerts I've been to, but I'm 100 plus.
Nice.
That's a lot of. That's just, you know, I've seen like Dave Matthews like what did I say 3 or 4 times and Bowie 3 times and. You know, there's a lot of bands I've seen multiple times, but these guys were small time though. They're just local, you know.
Right.
They may have opened up for some bigger people, but they're like, you know, like I used to go. I don't know if you ever knew about this place, but there was 2 places. It was Sully's off the Southfield.
I've heard of Sully's.
Yeah, it's no longer there, but back in the day, it was a huge, like, kind of rock and blues kind of place. Not huge, right. I'm saying like. It was well known around here. That's if you wanted to go see new music coming down, that's where you went. And we used to sneak in. I was always a bigger guy, so they never, you know, back in the day, they never carded you. And you just walk into this, like, small little bar area, and there's a door on the far left side, I think it was. And you walk in that through that door, and it opens up to like a big, not a theater, but like a really big VFW hall, high ceilings with tables and chairs. And you just watch these people play.
Oh,
and it was Sully's, and then there was a place in Dearborn on a Military, and I'm drawing a blank on the name. Same thing. You walk in, small little restaurant, You walk in the back of the back door, and it opens up this big, like, kind of auditorium where they have a big stage and all that. And
it's not in the military in Dearborn, and I'm kind of drawing a blank.
There's a bunch of places like that in Hamtramck that we're
oh, yeah. Going to. Yeah. Oh, yeah. For years, I used to go to Hamtramck and Ann Arbor and, you know, some out in Royal Oak, a couple times out in Pontiac, you know.
I love these
bands for a long time.
Yeah, Twisted Tarantulas are fun, man. This is fun stuff.
Back then, I didn't have a lot of friends that gave me excuses about not being able to go. So we went all the time.
Kiss my ass.
What do you think about the Cowboy Junkies on sale tomorrow, playing in September?
I think we have to go.
Yeah, I'll see what tickets are, but they can't be that much.
50, I think we have to go.
Yeah, I thought that might be. Hey, it's this not is until one, September, so.
This is one for you.
You can save all your nickels.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is totally for you.
I saw these guys at the Masonic.
You saw Jack White?
I saw the White Stripes. Mm-hmm. And I got a good story about it. So
I'm gonna turn it down and you just tell me the story.
So this was back like around 2000, I think. And there was a rumor out that Meg White hurt her hand. So what I did is I went and I got on to Ticketmaster and I called Ticketmaster and I said, I heard the White Stripes show is gonna be canceled. I'm like, no, we don't have any record of that, whatever, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, I'm looking to buy tickets. They're going on sale in like 5 minutes. You know, I guess I'll call back in or whatever. She goes, well, how about this? I can do it right now if you want. And I'm like, well, hell yeah. She goes, well, let me collect all your information. And then as soon as I go on sale, I'll run you through. And I'm like, awesome, right?
Right.
So I'm on a cell phone. Give her all my information. She's like, yeah, I got you like fourth row, kind of center, whatever. Should be some great seats. And then the phone went blank. I lost connection.
Oh.
And we ended up getting like, you know, in the back, kind of like three quarters of the way back. But Masonic wasn't that big. I mean, it's only seats like
Masonic
a thousand people.
Yeah,
so.
At best. Masonic is a great place. So, there's no bad seats.
Yeah, I called back in and ended up getting tickets, but that's when White Stripes were like just like taking off like big time.
Right.
Kind of like the Black Keys. You know, they went from nothing to almost an overnight success.
Yeah. So this is a song, I'm Shaking, which is a cover.
Yeah. It's a good video. So,
yeah. Oh, it's great. And so this is the original from the Blasters.
Yeah, the Blasters.
And this was in that one movie, the crazy rock and roll story movie.
Johnny Cash?
No, with the guy from Eddie and the Cruisers.
Oh. Oh, hell, I don't know.
Give me a second, I'll figure it out. Eddie and...
So Jack White does a pretty good job of...
he does a great job.
Yeah.
Michael Pear.
Oh, yeah, Michael Pear.
Was in any of the Cruisers, and it was... I mentioned him before. He's been in Streets of Fire.
Streets of Fire.
The Blasters were, they had like 8 songs in Streets of Fire.
Oh, okay.
And Streets of Fire, if I can do this, this would be great. Hold on. Streets of Fire. Open the greatest use of, hold on, it's the greatest use of a coat rack ever. The opening scene of Streets of Fire makes the movie look like it's gonna be good, and the movie sucks balls.
Yeah.
But the music is great. I mean, you can hear this already. It's like sort of that Get Out of Denver from Bob Seger.
Right, right.
and they do this whole thing with the butterfly knife, and he slaps the shit out of this guy. That's what the slapping sound is in the background. It
sounds like nunchucks.
Yeah. And then the best use of a coat rack ever in a fight scene. Just phenomenal. And this isn't even the right. That's not the right thing. But
sound like Bob Seger.
It is Bob Seger.
Yeah.
And Bob Seger did do the theme song. For that opening scene. And when I used to work here, when I worked at the video store when I was in high school,
yeah,
when we used to sell videos, we had two copies of Streets of Fire, and one of the guys would say, look, watch, it's 5 minutes before closing, both of these are going to go out tonight. Both copies of this. And he popped in that first 5 seconds of, you know, the first four minutes of whatever the hell, the opening scene of that movie.
Right, right.
And it was playing on all the
monitors
in this thing. And there were 3 to 5 people would come up and go, yeah, I want whatever you're playing there. I want that. I want to see that.
Cat Power. It was me and my buddy. We went to Ann Arbor to this, it was a corner like bistro, and we walked in and sat down. We were just drinking, like, we went for like a cold beer and just a quick plate of something. And the place was no bigger than like 20 feet wide and 30 feet long, but
right.
They were playing Cat Power, and I'm like, the waiter comes back over to take our order. I'm like, hey, do you know who this is? And he's like, yeah, it's Cat Power. I'm like, no shit, okay. I didn't know who the hell Cat Power was. And that's when I looked her up and got into Cat Power. And now you're kind of Cat Power.
Yeah. He
Sean Marshall.
That's how it worked.
Yeah.
Oh, and, you know, because we were talking about the White Stripes with I'm Shaking.
Yeah.
The Seven Nation Army. And
he does a good remake of Jolene too.
Jack White is an amazing talent. He just really is.
He is. He is.
And he really knows how to make music speak to you. And, you know, that's why we do our show, is because we want to honor the ones that do the stuff that we like.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
I agree, 100%.
Well, most of the time it's just because you and I want to talk to each other about shit, but...
No, I agree. I need some El Carpe love once in a while.
Yeah, you know, it won't come. Seven Nation Army and all that other stuff. But I had pulled up some other stuff.
Excuse me.
Yeah, God bless you. You know what we didn't do tonight?
Station identification.
Ladies and germs, the laws of the state, Jameson, Walker, Statlin, and Waldorf, to provide us with the following disclaimer. Please listen to your own risk. These guys are mentally insane. Their views expressed by the hosts and organization of those irrational human beings. All shows are poorly researched and presented by idiots, that's you, Eric.
Yeah.
Any semblance of intelligent thoughts are purely coincidental and should not be considered factual. This program is not endorsed by any committee, team, group, band, organization, or tribe. No animals were harmed in the production of this show except for 2 rats and an oversized mongoose. He was asking for it. Please check with your doctor prior to listening to this show. Not available in Colorado or Delaware, of course, unless this is available in Colorado or Delaware. So that is that. And this is my computer being a complete dumbass. Hold on, I gotta pause this for a second because there's something that you, because of the way things work for us.
Keep calling me until I come over. You'll make me feel guilty.
I don't want to do the podcast. You keep calling me.
I'll go.
Shit. What a classic scene.
Damn it. You'll keep calling me.
That was classic. Every time I laugh.
Every time.
And then, almost.
Yeah, I know.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved it.
It is just great. How it is.
That was pretty good.
Well, we're going to wrap this bad motor scooter up. It's five minutes after an hour.
It was pretty terrible. Yeah, I think so.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Come away.
Hey,
boo. Boo. Statler and Waldorf.
And that is part of our law offices. The other part that I wanted to share with you is because every time you say something to me, the immediate thought in my head is.
Oh, wait, you're serious? Let me laugh even harder.
Tommy B from Tennessee asked me if I want to start a podcast.
Yeah?
Play that again.
Oh, I can't.
Oh. I told him, like, it's a fair amount of work, even if you don't put any work into it. You know? It's a little bit of work, and I'm just not much of a talker.
You are not much of a talker?
No.
We can go out to 6 and the 7s. So far from home.
Bum, bum, bum. So it's 6 and the 7s, so far from home.
Yeah.
It's Thursday, April 25th. Low Standards and Poor's.
Eric,
9:46 p.m.
It's been a great time chatting with you.
Yeah, I'm glad we did this.
Yeah. Thankfully, we got this shit over with so that, you know. But I think next week, maybe Monday or Tuesday, I'll come over and hang out with you for a little bit.
Yeah,
we'll do some day drinking and do a show day drinking.
Yeah, we'll talk maybe over the weekend or whatever, and we'll see what the schedules look like.
Yeah, I mean, well, I apparently have tons of time because now I'm unemployed.
I was going to say, you probably have.
I got
all kinds of time to pull weeds and rake.
Well,
landscape beds.
Tomorrow I'm putting in the garden boxes for my buddy.
Yeah.
That's done. Saturday I'm going to end up going to the car wash for my other buddy and working on some stuff for him. Sunday I'm golfing. And then, there it is. That's my applause. Somebody loves me.
That was a lot longer than I thought.
Yeah.
You're going to the car wash, helping him get his new business kicked off.
Yeah. I'm going to make some stuff look nice for him. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I don't got shit going on.
All right.
So I can go see my buddy Eric and hang out and do some, clean up some shit around his house. And
yeah.
We can do some day drinking.
Sounds of the plan, Stan.
I've got more Yingling than you know what to do with.
I bet. It better be more than a six-pack. Jesus.
I have a six-pack of black and tan, and I have a six-pack of 16-ounce lagers.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe Monday or Tuesday it might be.
Yeah. And we'll look, yeah. That'd be awesome.
I'll talk to you over the weekend about it. And we'll
that'll be great. Hey, ladies and germs, both of you, the two fans that we have, we really appreciate you sticking around this far and hanging out with us.
We have fans.
Yeah,
we have 7,000 downloads. Just want to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, 7,000 downloads. It's the same two people. My mom's been downloading this thing left and right.
You won't stop.
Yeah, I know.
I'll get you a 9,000.
Yeah, whatever. So this is 6 and the 7s, so far from home. from an album called Songs About Girls. And it's just, this is blues and fucking rocking. I was listening to this shit while I was, you know, staining the, what you call it?
All right.
Anyway, get out of my face. I love you.
All right, Jordan, we'll see you soon. Thanks for tuning in. And same to you all, Carpe. Yeah, we'll talk to you over the weekend after you get done building your boxes for your neighbor.
Yeah.
And Chow Mein, and thanks for listening.